there is our school bell. And so it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you'll turn in your Bibles now to the book of 2 Kings chapter 11. We're going to read about Jehoiada's victory over Baal. And what we're going to see is this little baby that he saved from the massacre of his grandmother, Athaliah, is going to be brought forth and crowned as king. And then Athaliah is going to be destroyed, and Israel is going to be returned from being forced to worship Baal to turn to worship Jehovah after Joash is crowned king. Now we'll find this story beginning in 2 Kings chapter 11. We'll study this verse by verse, and as we do, we'll pause to consider the notes of E.A. Elam, who prepared these notes for the Sunday schools of May 11th, 1924. Now, before we get into that text, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at our text. 2 Kings chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. Athaliah, as we have seen, was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, the wife of Jehoram, king of Judah, the sister of Jehoram, king of Israel, and the mother of Ahaziah. When she saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal, including her own grandchildren. We read that in 2 Kings 11 in verse 2 in just a moment, and then 2 Chronicles 22, 10 and 11. The seed royal were those who could lay claim to the kingdom. It was custom then for wicked, ambitious rulers to destroy the seed royal that could compete for the throne for them. Athaliah's husband, as we have seen, slew all his brethren. She slew her every possible rival, that she might have undisturbed possession of the kingdom. In her proud, worldly ambition, she was unwilling to retire to private life. And to accomplish her wicked purpose, human lives, few or many, were nothing to her. This is the only time in the history of the kingdom of Judah that a woman ruled over it. And she did this by usurpation, that its subjects would suffer the rule of half this heathen, idolatrous woman for 6 years, shows how far the kingdom had departed from God and how low it had shrunk into idolatry. Now we read in 2 Kings chapter 11 and verse 2, but Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons that were slain, even him and his nurse, and put them in the bedchamber. And they hid him from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. Jehosheba, also called Jehoshabeth, 2 Chronicles 22:11, was a daughter of Jehoram, or Joram, sister of Ahaziah, the aunt of Joash, and the wife of Jehoiada the priest, 2 Chronicles 22:11. And from her righteous conduct, possibly Jehosheba was not Athaliah's daughter, since Jehoram had other wives, 2 Chronicles 21:14. But we see that the babe was saved. When Athaliah was destroying all the seed royal, Jehoshaphat stole away from the king's sons that were slain Joash, a babe, about a year old, 2 Kings 11:3-21, with his nurse, and hid them in the bedchamber, or the chamber for storing away beds, as it says in the margin. And he escaped. Joash's mother was Zebiah of Beersheba, 2 Kings 12:1. He was the grandson of Athaliah and the great-grandson of Jezebel. On the one side, he descended from David, Solomon, and all Judah's kings. On the other side, from the wicked Ahab and Jezebel, though Jezebel from the heathen king of Tyre. Now, 2 Kings 11:3. And he was with her hid in the house of Jehovah 6 years, and Athaliah reigned over the land. Jehoash was hid in the house of Jehovah 6 years. It was probably in some of the chambers about the temple proper, in which it was lawful for Jehoshaphat and Joash's nurse to enter. This was a safe place to conceal the child from the idolatrous queen, for she had no use for the temple of Jehovah, and besides, the high priest had the chief management of its affairs. During this 6 years, Athaliah reigned over the land. In 2 Kings 11:4, we read, "And in the 7th year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the captains over hundreds of the charities and of the guards, and brought them to him into the house of Jehovah, and he made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house of Jehovah, and showed them all the king's sons." In the 7th year of Joash's age, Jehoiada strengthened himself, and sent and fetched captains over hundreds of the Karaites, and the margin identifies them as the executors, and of the guard, and brought them to him into the house of Jehovah, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath with them out of the house of Jehovah, and showed them the king's son. He made an agreement with them, and took an oath of them that they would carry it out. And then he showed them the young Joash. The names of these captains are given in 2 Chronicles 23:1. Jehoiada did this work cautiously and well. The captains went about in Judah and gathered the Levites out of the city of Judah and the heads of the fathers' houses of Israel, the kingdom of Judah. And they came to Jerusalem. Then all together made a covenant that Joash should be made king and should reign as God had spoken to David. With a work well planned, they were now ready for its execution. And so, 2 Kings 4:5-6. "And he commanded them, saying, This is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you that come in on the Sabbath shall be keepers of the watch of the king's house, and a third part shall be at the gate sure, and a third part behind the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep watch of the house and be a barrier." Jehoiada then told the captains what they should do. These guards had periods of service and periods which they were off duty. One body of troops relieving the other every Sabbath day. And you find that in 1 Chronicles 9:17-27. Jehoiada chose the Sabbath for this important work, it seems, because both companies of guards, the ones going off duty and the ones going on, could be utilized, and the gathering together of the people would attract less attention. A third part of this guard was to be stationed at the palace of the watch of the king's house, a third part at the gate sure, and a third part at the gate behind the guard. The gate behind the guard was the principal entrance into the palace, it seems, from 2 Chronicles 11:19, and it was known as the gate sure was. And it said they would be a barrier. These guards were placed thus that they might be a barrier to any attack of the enemy. The guard that went off duty was divided into two companies, and they were to guard the house of Jehovah and thus protect the king. And they were to surround the king and slay any man who would attempt to break through the ranks unto him. 2 Kings 11:7-8. And the two companies of you, even all that go forth on the Sabbath, shall keep the watch of the house of Jehovah about the king, and ye shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand, and he that cometh within the ranks, let him be slain. And be ye with the king when he goeth out, and when he cometh in. And now we're going to read how Joash was crowned king. 2 Kings 11:9-10. And the captain over hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man his men, those that were come in to the Sabbath, and those that were to go out on the Sabbath, and camped to Jehoiada the priest. And they came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest delivered to the captains over hundreds the spears and shields which had been King David's, which were in the house of Jehovah. So the captains were carried out at Jehoiada's directions. All who had not armed were supplied with the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of Jehovah. David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadadezer and had brought them to Jerusalem. We read that story back in 2 Samuel 8. And then 2 Kings 11:11. And the guard stood every man with his weapons in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar and the house by the king round about. And so we read in Elam's notes, the guard with weapons in hand stood from the right side of the house to the left side of the house along by the altar and the house, thus forming a circle around the king when he came. None were to go into the temple save the priest and they that minister of the Levites. And they came in, for they are holy. But all the people shall keep the charge of Jehovah. That's 2 Chronicles 23:4-6. Now, 2 Kings 11:12. Then he brought out the king's son, and put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony, and they made king, and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, Long live the king! To Elam's notes, the guards all placed and everything arranged. Jehoiada then brought out the king's son Joash, now 7 years old, and crowned him, gave him the testimony, anointed him, and proclaimed him king. The testimony given to the king was the book of the law. It is sometimes called the testimony. It was called that in Exodus 25:16, which said, Thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I give thee. And in Exodus 31:18, he gave unto Moses, which he made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of the testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. And so God directed that the king should have a copy of the law in a book, and should keep it and read it, that he may learn to fear Jehovah his God, and to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, and do them. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that they turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Deuteronomy 17:18-20. Well, all this done, they clapped their hands and said, Long live the king! This was the first public announcement of the fact that Jehoash had been preserved from Athaliah's wicked hand and made king. Now, we're going to read next what happens to Athaliah. But we'll need to put a mark there in our Bible at 2 Kings 11:13 and take this up in the next class. That'll end this study. And then we'll turn the page and go on to our next study.